Authorities in the Netherlands are fighting a battle against sexual predators called lover boys, young men who often target and seduce girls at school and then turn them into prostitutes. The officials are running special classes to try to get to the girls before the lover boys do. The BBC's Anna Holligan reports, and a warning, there are descriptions of sexual encounters.
I saw a boy around my school, and he was very beautiful. I thought, wow, you're beautiful. Yes.
Esme was just 13 when she met her lover boy.
And he said, I can treat you good and I will treat you like a princess. And I was going with him to his house and drink alcohol and we have fun, you know.
She says she fell in love, but then it all went wrong.
Sometimes I have to go to bed with three guys at the same time, or I had 8 guys on one evening. I have to go to bed with them.
Esme's experience is one shared by an estimated 1,500 young girls in the Netherlands. This isn't grooming in the traditional sense. These girls choose to enter the relationships.
Kun je die afspraak met jullie maken?
Ja!
Yes! Dat is klaar! Goed, ik ben van Vier Friesland. Mijn naam is Ellen Fries.
We're listening to a lesson on lover boys, and right now they're talking about how to identify them. It's been given by a group and designed to educate these girls before they're swept off their feet and into a position of exploitation from which it's difficult to escape.
My name is Emil Priest and I'm working for Fee Friesland. Lover boys, you don't see them. They're there and you don't know they're there. Some of these boys are very smart. If they want to get what they really want, they can go very far. They can come into your house, go enjoy your mother, your father, and all of a sudden, you get the things what you need, and then it's too late. So we are here to try to explain what it can do if that should happen to them.
A few miles away, I've come to a hostel that was set up to look after girls who've escaped from their lover boys.
Hello.
It was set up by Ineke.
What you see mostly with lover boys is that they first give a girl all the attention in the world, makes her feel a princess, the most beautiful girl in the world, especially girls who don't have a very big self-esteem, good looking, a nice car, yeah, a lot of bling bling. And then they start to trying to get sex. When you first go to bed with her alone and you take your friend in with it, or you say, go with 2 friends. You love me, don't you? Why won't you do that?
And then there's the race issue. According to Dutch police, it's primarily young Moroccan and Turkish men who are playing the role of the lover boys. Such claims, though, have provoked outrage and accusations of racism in some quarters. But Ineke's concerned that political correctness could undermine efforts to stop them.
Especially with the lover boy problem, this is something we like to make a statement about it, because it's important in schools. When you talk about it, then they know what they are looking for. It's important. We work a lot together with the police, because if you really want to stop the problem, you can give the girl a safe house, but it's better to pick up the lover boy. And then you have to be clear who they are.
Back in class and the lesson's over. So what have the girls learned?
Hoe je loverboy kunt opvallen is een jongen die...
A loverboy wants something from you. He makes you in love. Love is blind. Love makes blind. A loverboy wants money. The girls need to have sex with other people so that the loverboy gets money. And they've learned from the lesson that it's important to know a boy.
Those pupils were 13. That's the same age as Esme was when she met her lover boy. Now, older and slightly more cynical, Esme hopes the classes will help to stop girls like her from falling for the wrong man.
It's a terrible life when you're with a guy like the lover boy. It's not like money and beautiful clothes. It's terrible. So I want that they know. So they don't through what I was going through when I was 13.
That report from the BBC's Anna Holligan in Amsterdam.